call on me. You can 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 call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
What's going on? It's another episode with your homies, Big Homie Kodak, of course, Big Homie George over there. We got Big Homie OG Nunu. Let's turn that down. So they gotta hear all this. Let me make sure your levels is right.
You should have put, Nah,
she cool. I'm talking about you.
She'll smack pink.
It's right where it's supposed to be.
Just keep it right there.
Really?
Yeah.
Just advocating being Kodak the fuck up. Okay, cool.
Basically.
What's going on,
Big? Let me know when to swing, okay?
Oh, man.
Trust me, you gonna know exactly when to swing. I ain't gonna have to say nothing.
What's going on, OG Nunu?
I'm chilling.
How you feeling?
I'm okay.
So they can hear you.
They need to be able to hear you.
You know, I'm a little shy.
I'm
not shy.
I'm okay.
Well,
I'm glad
you're on here talking your shit. Let's have a conversation, okay? Right. So my first question is, and I specifically been wanting to ask.
You just jumped right up in there, huh? Cause no warm up, no nothing. Jesus.
No, yeah.
Specifically,
yes.
Jesus Christ.
Just a little bit. So I with everything going on in rap and the snitch shit that people be talking about online and whatever. My question for you is, should women really care about that shit? Like, do y'all care about, a nigga being a snitch?
It depends on the kind of woman you are. Like, coming from the streets, if you a street bitch, because they got a lot of street bitches.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So, if you that kind of bitch, yes, you should care. Because the kind of nigga you fuck with should definitely matter. Because those same rules apply. Like,
do they apply to women?
What you
women
mean? Don't snitch? You saying
if, the, you know, if we in we, if you not a law-abiding citizen, you a bitch who do you scam, you a bitch who selling
you
pussy
a booster,
and,
you a booster,
all that.
Yeah.
Anything illegal, yes, the rules apply.
Right. So women, I guess both of y'all shit. Do y'all care? Like if a nigga got that on his face,
I can.
Yeah.
Cause I can't, my name.
Yeah.
Ring bells.
Yeah,
you in
the trenches. Can't
be fucking with anybody.
For sure.
Then my words gonna be discredited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's new. Oh yeah,
she fucking with old bitch ass
right
ass nigga.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
No, I can't do that either. Like, first of all, if you a rat, that mean you got ops, and most of the time ops don't even target you. They target the people around you.
Yeah.
And it be your mama, your girl, your baby mama.
Yeah.
It them be the ones that get targeted. Like, and I ain't got time for none of that. And on top of that, I don't want you snitching on me. You know what I'm saying?
I done a lot of, I live righteous and thank you.
Yeah,
Lord.
we saved now.
Yeah. Lord then bless me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm alive.
Amen.
You know what? I done did a little thing or two in my... I don't want no bitch telling on me.
Exactly.
I don't want nobody around me that look like they gonna tell.
Mm.
Okay, I got a question. When is snitching acceptable?
If you're not in that shit.
No. I'm just saying in general, when is snitching acceptable?
Because some people will call,
Let me give you an example.
I'm just going to answer you.
I'm
a law-abiding citizen. I'm a law-abiding citizen. Yeah. I don't do shit. I don't scam. I'm scared to scam.
Because
the one time I did scam, motherfucker, my PayPal got shut down.
Exactly.
So, you remember that?
I ain't going to lie.
You got to be okay with shit shutting down.
The one time I got, I didn't scam. I got
everybody
scammed.
Everybody done did at least one. At least thought about it.
When I came out here, I had to get with the program because I was getting scammed too much. So
that's
it's like
I'm
you
saying.
Either got to get with it or,
that's
keep
what I'm saying. I didn't even move. I was visiting.
Uh-huh.
This one made me not want to move. This one made me not want to move here. I kid you not.
What happened?
This nigga got me instantly. I'm talking about straight out the mall.
What happened?
He done got me good. Talking about he was going to pop a check in my shit. This was like 2012, something like
damn.
That. Yeah,
so he's at Linux.
He caught me in Linux. Told me he was gonna make me a star, all types of shit. He was gonna pop this check in my account. I'm like, I can't wait. Y'all done found me a baller.
And your ass like, ooh, is that easy in that little?
Man, you wouldn't believe that motherfucking banks hit me up like, yeah, ma'am. You ain't got the funds for this check. I'm like, what do you mean? Like I don't know. Like at this point, I'm just now getting out of college. Like just really getting an account. I ain't really tripping. Like, I'm trying to make some bread.
Exactly.
That nigga done ran off on me. You know, usually when they scam, they give you at least half. That nigga ran off on me. I was sick. To this day, like I don't even. To be honest, I don't even know if I still. I still owe that money, but it's somewhere. It's somewhere on that credit report.
It's shit. Somewhere on that. Damn.
But this is what I'm saying though. I mean, like snitching in a way, like. When I say it's acceptable, because, you know, kids, you know, like when you tell kids, stop doing all that tattletelling, you know, like we tell our kids that. But when is it acceptable for you to actually snitch? Because me personally, if you see my nigga out there cheating, please snitch on him. Thank you.
Well, even with that.
Is that snitching?
Yeah, snitching on my nigga.
It just depends on the friend for me, because I don't mind. I call. If I fuck with you, bitch. And matter of fact, I'm about to walk up to him to let him know I see him. So he ain't even got a question. Who the fuck told you?
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, he going to tell you before I could tell you. Because I want him to see me.
Yeah.
Because you my bitch. But, you know, some bitches, you just can't tell them nothing about a nigga. And you know really that can't. Straight off the back. So I wouldn't say shit.
I'm one of them.
Really? So if your homegirl come to you like, I'll see your boy.
I ain't gonna get mad. Like, when I say I'm one of them, I'm one of the ones that be... I don't get mad at the girl. I just don't ever leave my man.
Oh.
That's I'm one of them ones. It's like, bitch, I'm gonna stop telling you I seen your nigga out with such and such. Because, bitch, your ass ain't gonna never go nowhere. And staying right here with him. I swear.
Ain't that wrong with that, though. Because we don't be telling it just so you can leave. Like, it's not like a cheerleading squad. Like, yeah, bitch, I see him with a bitch. Leave him. It's just like, yeah, bitch, we see you. And I'm the type of girlfriend that's on whatever you on. You ain't leaving him. Okay, well, bitch, we together.
Yeah, that's how my family.
Wait, hold on. You said you be on the same type of time you do
you
it
with
on?
Him, hey, I'm
if
with
she
him.
Like, fuck him, then we fuck that bitch ass exactly. Today. Tomorrow,
if I love him again, you love him. We love him again. Like, it's just exactly. Hey, cousin.
How are you?
All of that.
Coochie cousins. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's how beat. But you see, like, it's like, I don't care if my homegirls tell me. But honestly, if she do see him out and she do see him doing something and she don't tell me.
You're going to be mad.
I'm going to be mad.
You're going to feel betrayed.
Yeah, because that's why you ain't tell me you seen my nigga. Want to know. Yeah, because why you ain't tell me that?
See, that's that shit right there.
Because she was the motherfucker out with him. That's like, you ever told your man you was about to be somewhere and you wasn't where you was about to be? And then you see him out at somewhere that you didn't tell him you was going to be at? Mm-hmm. Now, both of y'all ass out there being sneaky.
Ooh, woo. Let me tell you, I got a story. I was at the club.
You was at the club. What happened?
And I wasn't supposed to be at the club, but my nigga wasn't supposed to be at the club either. I'm in a section. It's you know how it is in Atlanta. You be in a section, but most of the time you be in a section with a nigga. Mm-hmm. So that's what I was doing, and I'm sitting. I'm having a good ass time. I'm talking about. I look over, my nigga just sitting in the cut. We not looking at each other though, but he never told me he was there. He never told me where he was at. Mm-hmm. He wasn't supposed to be in that motherfucking club. So I'm in there like, why the fuck this nigga in here? So
why the fuck
peeping.
You in there?
Exactly. So I'm peeping. I'm trying to see what he on. Mind you, whole time, I'm on some bullshit. So I'm trying to, and I ended up getting in the car with the dude, like leaving with him. So I had to make sure we had left before my nigga
why
seen
I know, me. Why I think I know.
I think you remember
everybody involved in this situation.
Bruh, I was so scared.
Never mind.
Then I had slipped up. I was like, so why you, what you was doing in this name here? And he was like, what? Why you say I was in there? I'm like, because you was in there. How you know I was in there? Because I seen you in there. He's like, okay, so why you ain't come speak? And I'm like,
why didn't you?
I was like, oh, because I didn't know who you was with. He like, so? Hey, you still could have said, hey. I was like, yeah, you right. 5 minutes go by. He was like, yeah, so why didn't you come speak? Like, what you was doing in there? Oh, I was just with my homegirls. I was with my homegirls.
Should a nigga feel some type of way if his girl in another dude's section?
No.
I feel like that's just,
That's normal.
Nah.
That's normal.
It depends on what you're
doing. Yeah, it depends.
Who it is.
Yeah.
You know, niggas be like, yeah, niggas be... mad about a lot of shit you wouldn't think.
Oh, no, no, yeah, okay. So
like, you depends. Nigga.
Like, if you in a dude section you used to talk to.
Yeah.
Or
you look like you being a groupie. You know.
Yeah, you know them girls. You know them girls in the section.
Oh, it's only two bitches in the section and it's all niggas. You know, ooh. Like, it's like, what y'all hoes up to?
Well, I just think, I feel you. I think, though, like, Atlanta culture is just built on that. Like, my man goes out a lot. And he goes out, like, for work. He goes to the club a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, with his clients and it's just celebrities, basically. Mm-hmm. So, I already know that this nigga finna be in a section full of hoes. Mm-hmm. Like, off
rip. Yeah, that's different, though. But, like, you know, just, like, regular people, I feel like that'll be an issue.
Even regular degla, because I'm a regular degla. Well, no, I'm not. But I used to be a regular degla girl, and I'll be in that section. Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you was going. In the, you was keep in going. The sections.
Never mind.
You was in the sections.
Because I know exactly what I was doing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But you know, going back to that snitching shit, I thought about that the other day because a situation happened. But, you know, they were so mad at 6ix9ine.
Mm-hmm.
I just was like, I see why, because, you know, that was some bitch ass shit you was playing like you was like that, but you really wasn't like that, right? But the other niggas that was around you got to take accountability for their lick, too, because y'all knew he wasn't like that.
Exactly.
And as real niggas, you know when it's in a person and when it's not. Mm-hmm. Y'all went along, you know, to get along. And get y'all didn't give a fuck long as y'all was getting something out of it.
Yeah.
And so y'all got to take y'all lick.
Mm-hmm.
And he being who he always been for real.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
He been he, you know, that's his.
That's his MO.
That's what he do.
Yeah.
He mm-hmm. ain't changed.
Yeah.
He been doing that. And I know they know that because they been cool with the nigga.
Exactly.
That's why they took him up.
But they benefited from being cool exactly. with Buddy. Yeah.
I think that be the part.
And
like,
that's what a lot of people don't give a, that's why they don't care about being around rats or snitches, because they benefit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That'd be the biggest thing. The biggest thing is you knew what was going on. You took a risk and that you knew what was going on. And then now that you finna get in trouble, now you want to tell, like, yeah. yell it from the mountaintops. Like, nah, like, you was reaping the benefits when it was going on. You was cool with it, but now it's a problem. You want to throw everybody under the bus. That'd be the biggest
now,
fucking thing.
Now, when is a good time? I mean, when is the acceptable time? I'll say this. If me and you, if I ask you to get down with me with whatever, right?
Yeah.
You hit a lick or something.
Yeah.
And you say, well, let me reverse it. You ask me to hit a lick with you or
yeah.
whatever. And I say, fucking right. You know, you tell me what it is. We get popped or you get popped. You know, I say I get popped.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would I be telling on you when I knew? I'm the one got caught. I got to take my lick.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about you.
But
if you asked me to come along to some shit and I ain't know what the fuck was going on.
And you ain't tell me
none of the details mm-hmm. and I done asked you. Like, hold up. This is such and such, right? And you lied to me. If I'm a law-abiding citizen, bitch, all street shit.
I ain't had
shit because right now, it's certain things that I do. You know, I might fuck around, but it's things that I do.
You got your own standards.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I got children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I ain't trying to be away from them.
Yeah.
So if you do some shit like that, then I'm going to feel like you ain't give a fuck about me. You know, that's an acceptable reason. Like, hold up. I ain't got to tell shit you did, but that wasn't me. For yeah. sure.
Nah, and I get what you're saying, because it's certain shit that you, okay, if I'm going to take a risk, this is a safe
exactly.
risk for me to take. But if you get me goddamn,
don't
you say,
me in no shit now.
You telling me to take these bricks to Mexico. Hold on, wait a minute. I thought I was just driving. What
I
the fuck is
driving,
this?
Pat, you told me to grab this package, put it in the car. Uh-huh. You didn't tell me what
you
it
said,
was.
You said homeboy just going to pick this backpack up. I ain't know it was bricks in this motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it. And you got to tell me, like, in let me pick and choose what I want.
What risk are you going to take?
Fuck with.
Exactly. Because
yeah.
if you're just doing some
if
shit.
If you just threw me in a mix, then shit, we all about to be cellmates in this bitch.
But we about to be singing like the choir
for
sure.
We about to be making what they call it, hookups and shit.
Exactly. And
I'm neighbor, Sally.
And I just know for me, I want to look, I'm not about to do no shit that's about to jeopardize anything that I got going
on.
I may do some, and if I do some shit, I know the risk that come with it.
Right. Exactly. And I'm going to take my lick, like, because like I said, you know, anything that I dipped in, dabbed in, I knew the risk. That's just what I was
knew the risk, but you also did the protective shit to protect your end.
Exactly. But you know, sometimes shit happens. So if it ever came back, that's the lick I took.
It does happen.
Nobody else didn't throw me in that mix. I did that myself. And I could stand tall and be like, I did that. So let me go, you know, because you know shit come around.
Shit do happen, and sometimes it's we who it happened to. But if I did everything that I was supposed to make sure shit didn't happen, don't put me in no shit.
I'm just trying to close my eyes. I don't want to know what the fuck going on. I don't see none. I don't hear none.
Yeah.
I ain't never gonna forget this one time. This OG, we was in Chicago at the time. One day, I woke up and it was hella shit in the crib. TVs, jewelry. Shoes. I'm talking about it was I had woke up to this because I was on the couch. I was visiting someone at the time. And I'm like, what the fuck? Where all this shit come from? OG came, looked at me, he was like, let me tell you something, shawty. Sometimes it's better for you not to know nothing. That way when it get time to it, you ain't got a lie. You ain't got a lie.
You just tell the truth.
You can just tell the truth. You don't know nothing.
I agree with that.
And ever since then.
But you're not in the mix, you know, like, so that's, you know, like, that's the difference. I agree with that. Like, if you not going to tell me everything because you ain't got me in it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
It ain't shit I could tell on you. I ain't got a lie.
I don't know nothing.
Exactly.
No shit.
And I really don't know.
Yeah, and ever since then, I was like, I don't want to know a damn thing. I see something, I be like, I'm going to just go this way.
And on each other every day, and a nigga come home and still fuck with the nigga that told because they ain't tell on me, and they got cheap prices for whatever, or so I'm going to fuck with them because...
So do you think it's the same with the music, though? Like, shit, to be honest, like, with the Gunna shit and the 6ix9ine shit, I feel like 6ix9ine shit was different because he just became, like, real disrespectful on a whole bunch of other shit outside of music.
He was trolling.
Nigga disrespectful.
He did that shit.
Unacceptable. That's what make him, like... Nah,
it's not even about the telling.
He did that old block shit. That shit wasn't cool. When he,
that's part of it. The dog shit, too.
Yeah, look, when you talking about people who, like, dead. Disrespectful. And
yeah,
you,
so
and
it's
you,
beyond that with him. But, cool. like, with the Gunna shit, like, niggas about to go number one off the fuck you mean. So a lot of people, it's like, do the listeners still care? Like,
no, they don't. The listeners don't care.
I think he have a certain fan base. So, no, they don't give a fuck.
No, they don't care. And even some people who, like me, for instance, I don't agree with snitching. I don't agree with any of that shit. But I'm not in the streets. You know what I'm saying? So I can't be like, oh, you. I got to be against you.
Like they said something about, was it, who the fuck was that? Oh, they said, is that the nigga that said, if we locked in?
Ain't no switching up.
Yeah.
Is that the nigga that said so?
Nah, that's Peasy. But Gunna
not Peasy.
Nah, Gunna got some songs where he talked about.
But what the other nigga name is? I forgot.
What
this
they say
name.
About him?
They said he told he they got like.
Oh yeah, real Boston, real Boston Richie.
I'm sorry, Peasy.
Yeah.
But yeah,
we fuck with you, Peasy.
They got TD. Oh, I don't be knowing everybody that be, you know.
Yeah.
But I just know the song when I hear. But you know, like I still like y'all banging song. Like,
yeah.
You know, like I don't give a fuck about that aspect of it. Like y'all, I don't know y'all niggas in real life.
Yeah.
I never gotta be around.
Yeah, I be seeing that shit too. Like niggas really be up in arms. Like that's another thing too. Like folks really be
they don't put that shit together
inheriting. Rapper beef.
Bruh, people still listening to R. Kelly. Let's just keep it above.
Yes, I'm a step in the name of love at every barbecue.
They is.
They,
I'm
they
just
doing
saying,
it.
Like, so people don't put their, like, somebody's personal life into the music part. It's separate. Some people, you know, it's separate now. It's different, I guess, if you going out and you buying concert tickets and you're going to go see them and things like
but
that.
But even then,
if you decide to do that, that's cool. But I'm just saying,
it's not
music,
that deep
people,
for me.
Not me either, but people not really like.
Niggas are inheriting, not just niggas. Fans are inheriting rapper
you
beef.
You can't like Young Boy.
I would
and
like
Dirt.
That.
Yeah.
If you
listen to Gunna, you hate Young Thug. Yeah. Like, bro, that shit ain't got nothing to do with me. I think that is I'm going to say this on the show. This is my first time saying this. That's the craziest shit in the world. Because don't none of them, especially the Nicki Minaj, Cardi B shit. Oh, my God.
It's just the whole bunch. it's a whole bunch of stuff. And then us being in the industry that we're in, like, we do radio. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, we have an interview with this person. Okay, now next week we have an interview with somebody that that person had beef with. Like, don't get mad at me for interviewing.
You're saying you're a traitor.
This is my job. You know what I'm saying? But that's weird, though, because people, we will get put into, just thrown into beef for no reason. Like, what, you want me to decline the interview?
They want you
know
to
what I'm saying?
Like, if I would decline the interview, it's because I personally don't fuck with that
exactly.
person.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to not do this because somebody else don't fuck with them.
Right.
Because what happened when you do start fucking with them?
Right.
Now, you done got me in... embroiled in some shit that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Right, now you got them always hating me. Oh, we are never going to 105 Through the Beat again. We are never going to the JoJo Big Homie show again.
A lot of times that be kids too. That be so many kids that just be trolling.
Online?
Yes.
It be yeah. nothing but them damn kids.
It do be
badass
it do
kids.
Be the kids.
These kids be bad as hell.
As soon as I go to the comment section, I see young boy eat better. Young boy read better. Young boy, like
them these
young boy,
pages.
Them young boy fans.
Yeah, that's yeah. Young
them
boy.
Young boy. Hey, them young
who
boy.
Who be reading a book? Young boy read a book better. I'd be like, what the fuck?
Top three craziest fan bases got to be Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj for sure.
Beyonce.
Hold on, wait. I think it's different. I'm gonna tell you why I think it's different.
Beyonce shit.
Let's
different.
Say her
I'm
first.
I'm gonna tell you why I think they shit different. I'm gonna tell you why because I've been studying these people online and how they engage with people. I'll tell you why it's different. I feel like Nicki Minaj stans are typically uneducated, but I feel like Beyonce fans probably went to college or at least like they
could agree with that. And I could see how you came up with that.
Yeah, like they got shit to lose. Yeah. Like they just like they
I don't like this. Not Nicki Minaj fans are uneducated.
Bruh, like yes.
I can agree with the Beyonce shit. Like the Nicki Minaj fans, I just feel like they're young. Like they're so young to the point where cause you know you gotta think about it. Beyonce a little older.
Yeah.
She's 89.
Yeah.
You know, so Nicki
and she don't make music for kids either. Like
yes.
Nicki Minaj gonna hop on
they like
Ice Spice.
Sorority girls
yeah.
and shit like that.
Yeah, Beyonce fans is a little bit more educated. Rihanna fans, I feel like they kind of, but she ain't really giving them nothing either. Anyway, so they really just starving.
Excuse me, love. Carly Russell was educated.
Carly Russell definitely a Beyonce fan, but I feel like that is a good reason.
But what I'm saying is she was educated, so people still be out here throwed off. So don't say just because they got
education. No, it's some Beyonce fans that's throwed off too. I feel like they just have a higher.
I think Beyonce fans knock Nicki Minaj fans. I think Beyonce fans are. I think the Beehive.
That's where that movie. I mean, that show came from.
You know what I'm saying? I think the Beehive was more.
I didn't saw them end bitches' career. So
they gonna end it, but they also not gonna assault you in public. Nicki Minaj stands with definitely. I feel like the shorty that threw that ice on Cardi. Yeah, I feel like she was a Nicki Minaj. Yes.
No, as soon as she threw it, she said, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because that Nicki hate was quick. I mean, that Cardi hate was quick. She knocked her ass.
I don't even understand that whole beef. Like, I like
both. I don't know where a lot of these female rappers beef be coming from.
They don't be beef. It just be like how, like,
it's competition.
How we have it's not even, it don't even be real.
Because
this shit don't
be real. You can't even say it's competition because some of these people that be beefing don't got no hits.
No, what I'm saying is, like, I always say this, like, bitches, females hate each other. Most, you rarely find if
I say this
team
all
of
the
us
time.
Huddled up in this room, we'll automatically take to certain people and those
y'all gonna
other
click
people,
up.
We gonna throw away the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, why are women like that?
Because we just competitive.
Women
that's
are envious.
And very competitive. Like, it's just like, even when a nigga say that they got a bitch, I don't understand why niggas lie. Because for some reason, certain women hear, oh, he got a bitch. Oh, I bet you she don't do this, that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'ma immediately jump into wife mode to be better than the bitch that you got, because it's about choosing. So it don't make sense for niggas to lie anyway, because you get more when you know, yeah, I got a bitch. You know?
She is not lying, because some people, like women just be
we
so competitive.
We don't want you if you don't have no bitch.
I'm so glad somebody finally said it. Praise Jesus. Because I've been saying this for the longest. If you a nigga and you present yourself online as you just lonely as a motherfucker, ain't nobody... ain't no bitches gonna bite.
No, I feel you. But listen, you know what, I'm not necessarily want a nigga that got bitches, but you know what I'm saying, like you want somebody that you want. I don't know a nigga I gotta fight over, but I'm just saying that it's like
you don't want to be the only motherfucker he got. Like, damn, I'm the only person here.
That don't want that be, bitches don't want. Like, but hold listen, up, why you ain't got no bitches?
I don't know. There is I don't want to say this part, but there's this guy.
Nah, go ahead and say it.
There is this guy. Super low key, super out the way. That's my type. Mm-hmm. Like, I like the ones that ain't really, you know, own shit. Like, I don't, but that doesn't necessarily mean they ain't got no hoes.
Exactly. He may not.
Because he fine as fuck, so he had to have some hoes somewhere.
Of course, but no, he may not. It's just about the hoes wanting them in.
Yeah.
Because it's about who he entertain. Yeah. You know, so it ain't that the bitches don't want him. Because like you said, he fine as a motherfucker, so, you know, bitches want him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we be caring about, like, because one time I took a nigga phone and I'm looking in the messages and it's like you're not doing right by me, but hold up, you ain't got no bitches.
No, you know what's the worst?
In the lane.
No, you know what the worst thing is going
Am
through,
I lying?
Listen, this the worst though. The worst is going through a nigga phone and seeing him begging bitches left on red.
Oh my God. Yeah,
well, that like is
that's, that
so what's worse, him begging the bitches or the bitches ignoring him?
The same. It's the same.
It's the same thing.
That's the same way as you don't have no bitches. Because why the fuck is you on here begging bitches and you got me?
Exactly. Now I'm going to beat the fuck out you.
That's
the reason why. Because
what's wrong with you?
I'm going to fuck with you and you mean to tell me you can't even hold up your end of the bargain and be the fake shit that these bitches think you are? Because I fuck with you. I'm just stupid.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out. Because
I'm
about
fucking with you because I love you.
Not fucking with a dumbass, stupid ass nigga.
That's that what don't
I'm
else
like, you
want.
A dumbass, lame ass nigga. Don't nobody even want your stupid ass.
Everybody else see that you dumb. I thought I done tricked everybody to believe you somebody.
These bitches
you
leaving you on red.
You stupid motherfucker. Now I gotta fuck with. I can't
and I be
do
doing
it.
That. Now I'll antagonize your ass. I'll be like, that's why that bitch don't want you with your lame dusty ass.
Yeah, don't nobody want you with me, bitch.
Like, don't nobody want you. I want you. That's
like,
it.
Like Juice said. You see that nigga? I taught that nigga how to read. thankful for the opportunity. Yay.
No, dead ass. No. I taught a whole nigga how to drive in my car. Got took him to get his license and everything.
He drove about your life.
He did. Drove right on out.
I actually drove him crazy.
And he drove because I drove his ass crazy. But
that is so fucked up.
That was my little man though. But
I'm tired of building niggas. I won't build a nigga to be like. I want multiple niggas. That's what I just realized.
Really? Yeah. What you mean? You say you want multiple?
With different
you
aspects. Be, I mean, with different
like openly
qualities.
Openly with multiple niggas.
Yes, because I just feel like.
Do you have to be having sex with all of them though?
No, because this is what I want. One that got good sex.
Mm-hmm.
I want one to be like my emotional, you know, I tell mm-hmm. you all of my shit.
Mm-hmm. Is that still poly?
Because that shit
don't. No, it's just dating around. Then you want the nigga, the fun nigga that's going to go out.
It's not necessarily commitment, but that's what.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, like, because these niggas don't come all together like that. Like, one man.
Fucking don't.
So I would have to settle for something. And I've been looking, you know, around, shopping around and shit, and I realized. It's shit. I be saying, oh, I wouldn't worry about that. You know, that's small. Everything that I said is small is really big now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm 37.
Yeah.
Everything big. I mm-hmm. want shit the way I want it. I even want to live in my own house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Living with me.
So what we were just saying, because that was a good point.
We were saying how it's good to have multiple guys with different qualities about themselves because it's hard to find a man who has like just all
right.
Of the qualities that women be looking for. So,
and I want to live in my own house. I don't want to compromise certain things.
Yeah.
Inside the
you were saying big. So what are the big things like a nigga just got to have? Cuz I realized the same thing. Like it's certain things I thought I was going to be flexible on, yeah. But it's big. It's like if you
like what?
Like for
cuz we need to know this like as women cuz for some reason, a lot of women just feel like See, I don't like when they say what you bring to the table. That shit irritates me. It's not necessarily it's like what you about to say.
I'm not going
to say.
Like, what's deal breaker?
Yeah.
Somebody told me earlier on that clip that you posted, they were like, at the end of the day, women ain't good for nothing but pussy and head. I'm just like, those are the type of dudes that we dealing with these days, though.
Yes. Like, they don't know nothing about dating. They don't know nothing about companionship.
Yeah.
It's just like
partnership.
We fucking and that's that. So they don't know nothing about problem solving.
To be honest, that's all a lot of dudes be wanting, but they don't.
That's what dudes want at first.
Yeah, that's automatically what is gonna attract us to y'all. But what I realize is a deal breaker for me. Like, if she don't got no ambition or no hustle, she not working on shit. Like, some women, it's different types of women in the world. Right. And I know at my age, I just turned 33, so I know the type of shit that I'm actually gonna entertain. Right. And I know the shit that you just here for fun.
Right.
Now, if you don't got shit going on, you don't have no ambition, you really just trying to skate by, you live on day to day. Like, I'm planning. I looked up my calendar earlier today, and it was in 2024, because I'm planning for shit in the future.
Right.
But if you don't have no plan, then it's not gonna work.
Right.
It's not for me. It's not gonna work. And I'm not gonna ask. It is nothing we said about bringing stuff to the table. I'm not gonna ask a woman to bring what she brings to the table, because if I'm approaching you, I already see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a dumbass, lame ass question.
That's just so fucking stupid, because I could tell you a whole bunch of shit and never. Like, what
that
the
shit
fuck
don't matter
that
to you.
Mean?
It doesn't matter to you.
What does it mean?
First of all, what the fuck is the table? That
I'm
bringing something
table.
To.
That's what
you talking about. Bring
is.
Some shit to the table. Where the fuck is the table?
It's right
just,
here.
For okay. me, for me, it's just a stupid fuck, question. Why would you entertain somebody who? Why would you entertain somebody who you got to ask that? Everybody
that's
who
a
I every
that's true.
Jojo done seen everybody who I talk to. Everybody who I talk to is something. Okay, it makes sense. This is what you do. It ain't everybody gonna be somebody.
And
who
there's nothing wrong with having people, you know, somebody around for fun. That's what I meant by have different niggas.
Yeah,
you know, different things.
But it's fun. Fun different for women and men. Because if you having fun, you ain't gotta ask for the nigga for too much.
Yeah,
just drop and draw, nigga. If I'm trying to have fun, I'm trying to get paid. You talking to a, we know what men know what the fun girl is, and that's why like a lot of dudes say shit like you be playing. Nah, she not playing. She just not fucking you for free.
Exactly. She just
you
with
ain't
you.
Talking about nothing.
Yeah,
and you just know like
and
she,
as
and
a man,
she just
you know
not
I ain't talking. I know I ain't talking. I'm really just waiting on you. We really playing the waiting game with each other. We trying to figure out who gonna break first.
Exactly, because bitch know who they gonna fuck. Like straight off the bat,
I'm talking about
a nigga down the street and decide if I'm about to approach him and if he gonna go or not. Like sometimes that shit just fun.
See,
I done approached a nigga on some. I want to fuck you.
Yeah, me too.
Men can't do that.
Like men, I don't care about nothing
if
else,
I say
sir,
that to
her,
if I say that to
you.
A chick, she gonna be like, nigga, get in line.
Okay,
get
exactly.
Set a date, nigga. Book an appointment.
Okay. That's why I say
here's
I
my
be supporting prostitution. Because I feel like if you say that, bitches are really go, especially seeing a certain status that you have, or you know, they'll go.
Yeah.
But they want to make pretend like they wouldn't, so they'll feel fake
feel
disrespected
better, yeah.
and all this.
I got to tell you this. This
what
is
happened?
The most crazy. So, it's this girl who I was fucking with like a year ago, right? So she hop up on my live. I was doing a week ago, and I had DM'd her because you know, motherfucker, you know the energy. So mind you, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. She was like, "Pull up." I'm like, "Pull up? You pull up?" She's like, "Nah, you shouldn't have a lady out there late." All right, bet, cool. So we talking. She just sending more innuendos and shit. I'm like, "Damn, you really want to sit on it, huh?" She gonna say, "What make you say that? I was just wanting to kick it, bitch. Do not play with me." That's something that I hate that shit so bad.
Because
you tell me to come over at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think we was about to do?
I think women
don't know
I
how
hate,
to fucking flirt.
No, yeah, no, they just
don't. This is a problem. Like certain, like I always say this, women, we care too much. This is why y'all get exactly what y'all want, because y'all can say it and y'all speak it. Look, I want a bad bitch. She gotta be this height, this, that, and y'all really get it.
And we not
but
entertaining
like
nothing outside of that.
And we don't want you to feel like we don't want you to look at, like, we could be about, like, that's why I respect prostitution.
Uh-huh.
Because those bitches say they about their money. Look, mm-hmm. they got a fee, they got whatever. They have a certain way and a way that they conduct
themselves. I respect
it,
yeah.
And everything.
I know.
Because these bitches coming up with Chanel on this and that, yeah, they escorts, but you know that. You ain't about to up. She, you
remember
exactly.
that girl? Remember that girl we was talking about the other day? And you was like,
"She my favorite."
She's. We both love her.
Oh yeah, a light skin one.
Yeah, the one you was like,
you
she do that.
I love
proud
her.
Of that.
You
can,
I love
you
her.
Tell,
she lived
and you're not. Nobody got not gonna approach her. That's underneath those.
That's
standards.
What. I, that's what I was thinking because I would
they
love
do,
to.
They yeah, fucking know she gonna be what expensive. They gotta come with. However, a regular bitch. Gonna be on some shit like they know that they need money, know that they're poor,
rent due tweets,
everything lights off, and they feeling you feeling them, but they gonna still say, oh, you know, no, I'm not. It's not about money, or it's not about you know, this or that, or I can, you know, they volunteer to do everything.
I've been that girl,
though. They don't want a nigga to look at them a certain kind of way, and it don't matter. I don't give a fuck how you look at me.
Cause I'm niggas gonna look at you like that anyway. You
yeah. exactly.
not, you could be a fucking virgin.
Exactly.
If I think you sell pussy,
you
sell
pussy.
Check this out. So I felt like that before. I done been the girl to where it's like,
you fucking with a nigga.
I'm just so stuck on, I cannot see myself. I don't care if you do it. If you do it, I'm happy that you do it. I wish I had the balls to do it, but I just can't see myself selling my pussy. I just can't. So
I never got approached like this. So I just
no,
don't know
it,
how
it don't even.
It
I haven't
me.
Been approached like that either.
But you
but
know,
I'm saying
yeah.
like I know that if I'm on that, I can profit from it for
right.
sure. But I can't see myself doing that. So. I always had to be strategic on how to finesse niggas.
Me
like
too.
Back in the day, you say you're 34?
37.
I'm 30. So in my time or my era, whatever, we called it finessing.
Yeah, like, that's what it is.
It wasn't a prostitution or anything like that. Like, you know, a nigga wanted to take me out and whatever, and we hanging out, we having a good time. Back then, it was so easy for men to just give money like it was nothing. Like, yeah, if he fucked with you,
man,
like, you didn't have to throw pussy out there. You know what I'm saying? So when I talk about it these days, or if I talk to my man about, like, the times we had back in the day, like, he still can't really process how I was getting so much money out of these men
without
having
fucking
to fucking
them.
Yeah.
But,
like, fuck
but that's what I always say. It's, you know, it's in you. Finesse is in you. It's some bitches that could get money from a nigga without fucking them.
Yeah.
And they got some niggas could get pussy from a bitch without giving up money.
The same bitch that be selling it.
Without giving
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it gotta be, that shit gotta be in you.
Yeah.
It just depends on who the person is. Cause mm-hmm. bitches will say they ain't gonna go, but really go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas will say they don't pay for no pussy, but they'll really pay
for
pussy
sure.
for the right one. Cause
exactly.
they can't get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's free all around them. It been free, but it's something about you, bitch, that I want. Cause I ain't been, you ain't that easy. You ain't going. So nigga, gonna up the money. So you know it's the same with us. It's like some niggas we could get money from without having to fuck, and some niggas we can't. We gotta give up some pussy. And those, like you said, finessing, I been a got everything that I wanted or that I feel like I could get. And
exactly.
I don't even give a fuck about a long time.
Yeah, see what
if
I would
I gotta
do,
fuck you.
Yeah, and it's crazy.
Unless I want to.
Yeah.
And you exactly. And that'd be the part. Unless I want to. You're never gonna, and it's always like, damn, you really just gonna fuck that nigga? You gonna let that nigga fuck you for whatever, whatever? No. You thought I fucked him for a bag? No, I fucked him because I wanted to fuck him.
Exactly.
He just so happened to have a
bag.
Because them the type of niggas that I attract. I attract niggas with bags. So don't ever think that I'm fucking for a bag if I fuck a nigga with a bag. Them the only type of niggas I'ma fuck.
But it's some women that don't exist in them circles. They never, like,
that's on them.
And they would never be in those circles.
Exactly. Facts. Like, facts. Getting in finesse two times DMs is a lot of bitches. That's like the height of their existence.
Mm-hmm.
But it's women that just be there and just happen to fuck them. They don't really need something because they know they're going to be back. It's women that, you know, that's all she bringing to this equation, this pussy. We know that. But sometimes, like, I hate when motherfuckers try to, you going to try to pussy your way into a real situation. No, motherfucker, you was here for pussy. Do not talk to me about business.
They
doing it with the music now too.
Yeah,
like,
but see, that's why I love
pussy.
What, selling pussy for a track?
No, I'm saying like the women that be selling the pussy now. You wanna like
Now you want to do music and act like,
okay, okay. Yeah, like, oh, this is your platform is built on you looking good, yeah, motherfucker. Yeah. Not because you rap.
Not because you can rap. Okay. All right. I feel
that. Just because you got like a million followers. You got a million followers off showing your ass, don't mean you gonna get a million streams off your music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bitch, that's not what they following you for.
That's two different platforms.
Now we gotta hear this badass music.
Oh, it's a lot of bad, the fucking horrible shit we listening to now.
Yeah, it's a lot of horrible mainstream shit. It's a hard listen. Some people don't even run.
Like, I don't ever be knowing what they be talking about. Like, what the fuck is y'all talking about?
It's so much shit that I just be like, you know.
Like, JoJo, you listen to all that shit.
You crazy.
You listen to that shit, JoJo?
Nah, I listen
What's your favorite artist, female artist out right now?
My favorite female artist that's out right now would probably be Lotto.
Lotto on the run.
Lotto would probably be my favorite. I really fuck with her. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I would listen to her more now. You know, I fuck with Cardi.
I got a question for y'all. Does attraction play into like how much energy you gonna put into a guy like after the fact? Like, say if you meet, like, say if I see a girl and she got a big ass booty, but she's stupid. Like, the big ass booty only gonna last until you annoy me. Mm-hmm. So if a guy's attractive to you, how much work does he have to put in to, like, I guess keep your attention?
For me, if we don't have a mental connection, hold conversation. I don't give a fuck how fine you are. Facts. Now, I might think about you when I won't fuck.
Mm-hmm.
If the attraction is there, but it'll never be nothing else. And you might be a funny nigga, you know, I enjoy your company, but it's outside of, like you say, no, don't try to stop. Bitch, you was here for pussy. Don't try to.
Yeah,
nigga, you here for dick and, you know, conversation and fun shit. Don't try to insert yourself like we together. Because, can't do it. Like, you stupid.
Yeah.
And I know you stupid. So I only call you when I want to laugh and play and hang out. And
for sure.
You know, that's why bitches be having fool niggas. You know, a nigga that she called when she hungry. They always out eating or doing. Because that nigga, that's the only place he fit.
Yeah.
You know, they got some bitches. And she'll leave that fool nigga and go fuck the dick nigga.
That's so toxic.
It is.
Y'all don't think that's toxic?
I mean, you know, that's the life we live.
Damn.
Sometimes.
Can you say that last part? You said you had this shit blasted in my fucking ear. What you say? You said, what was the last part you said?
She said she got the fool nigga. You might leave the fool nigga, then go.
Yeah, you have a fool nigga.
Yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
And then you leave the fool. We'll leave the fool nigga and go fuck the nigga with the attraction. You know who we're attracted to.
Yeah, we talked about that. But that's what happens.
Is the fool nigga comfortable in his position or do...
They think they going somewhere.
That's so funny. You can't just be putting them on game like this.
I don't want to, but
I know you sound like me though. I be doing the same thing.
Like,
but
they be dragging. They
finna drag the shit out you in these comments. Don't worry.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, I say this shit all the time.
I don't look at them anyway.
Yeah, no, but it's absolutely true though. Like, I mean, you are who you in a position that you in. Yes, they have hope, but I mean, it is what it is. Who cares? Because what people don't understand. Men use women for whatever they use them for. And it's not a problem. It's not a problem. It's like, well, it's just sex. You want it just as bad as I do. No, the fuck I don't.
That's why I encourage dating. Because, like, dating don't mean that I'm fucking everybody. So if I have this nigga, I don't have to be fucking every nigga. This nigga's for fool or fun. I got a friend, a nigga that I talk to about all my business. He know about all these other niggas.
And I'm look, it's only fucked up because all them niggas want to be the nigga.
Exactly. And women always control who fucking. We control when we fuck, you know, and if we gonna fuck. That's why.
So do these niggas know about each other?
They don't be knowing about them because, you know, 9 times out of 10, everybody lie. Mm. I don't be fucking with nobody. Just be me and you, you know, because... See, and that's what I don't get, because niggas will feel the same way, but how the fuck you don't want me dating
other people when you're not trying
to fuck with me like that?
I be trying to fuck with you like that, but at the same time, I move fast, but I know at the same time.
We'll see.
But if I'm going on a date.
Eliminate all of, it's like, we just met. I can't have no nigga when I start fucking with you. What if this
but
shit
ain't... Well, I'm going to show you... I'm going to at least show you why you need to cut them niggas off. But after I show you that...
I'm not going to lie. Women cut niggas off fast. Like, they'll be around, but they literally... nine times out of ten, they will figure out that, oh, bitch, you just using me for this because we lock into one nigga that, you know what I'm saying? Like, only bitches who can really entertain a multitude of niggas is hoes. Whores.
Like, well, you mean like whores. You mean like fucking on them?
Yeah, like, oh, okay. You know, just keep those niggas, like, don't.
And fucking on all of them?
Not even looking for, you know, companionship. Oh, okay, or, you know. Because, you know, I feel like that's what
she probably on survival. She probably survival.
And I'm so happy you said that, JoJo. Because when niggas be so mad that bitches fucking, you know, for money. And it's like, I understand that. That's why I be saying I support prostitution or, you know, whatever it look like. Because I know young bitches that come from, you know, eyes stacked against them. Circumstances been fucked up. Mm-hmm. I knew their mama. Circumstances been fucked up for her. You found a way. I can't tell you. I can't put a book in front of you or show you a business venture and say you could do this and that. That shit sound foreign to them. You know what you know. Mm-hmm. So that's survival. Like, you know,
but
I
also
can't
we know those women exist. Okay, cool. But you touched on this earlier, but I hate like when they should be in that lifestyle, but they want to fake like they too good for that shit.
Yeah.
But you struggling every first of the month. And now we got to deal like there's some shit going on Twitter right now called rent due tweets. And it's this consistent theme that around the first of the month, women get real mean and agitated on Twitter.
I wonder if they got that from my video because I said around the first of the month, don't fuck with me. I just feel like you should give me money around the first of the month.
Don't talk to me around the first of the month.
I said, if you don't have nothing to offer me, I don't want to be bothered. I'm trying to figure out. And I told the niggas, don't never talk to no bitch that's trying to figure out something.
Okay.
I had a whole...
I'm not even going to put
shorty business out there like that. But I definitely had a run in like that this weekend. I'm like, damn, you can't even check on folks around the first because...
No. We need it. Where's that? We hungry.
But shit, I'm trying to figure it out too.
And don't get me wrong. It ain't that bitches don't have it. Like, you know.
No.
I know. Listen, I've been there. A poor bitch, you know. But bitches are poor.
Mm-hmm.
Very poor. However, I know a lot of bitches that, like me, I don't like spending my own money.
I don't. I stack my shit.
You know?
Okay, so you don't like spending your own money. Yeah. But if you have to, you will. Would you rather ask another motherfucker for it?
Or, I'm going to spend it. But
no, these motherfuckers is asking. They begging.
I'm going to have an attitude while I'm spending it. So that means if you're not giving me nothing, I won't talk to you around the first because I'm annoyed that I got to spend my own money.
I've seen
that's some female shit.
Rent due tweets. But so these motherfuckers be like, you know, this is there have been 1,000 more.
Look that up.
1,000 more evictions at this point of the year in Atlanta in 2023 than it was in 2022. Like,
2022 bitches still had a little PPP money.
Yeah, this shit drying up.
This the shit that pissed me off.
What's piss you off, JoJo?
Like, why motherfuckers be upset at that woman for, like, finessing niggas out of money, like?
Let me tell you why.
Let me finish. You that nigga that's getting finessed, you just that nigga that's getting finessed. Like, I don't
get... that nigga that's getting finessed, that's because it ain't in you. That's your fault.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get blame
mad
that
I got to give up pussy to the niggas who I can't finesse.
And how you mad that I'm asking for some money?
Some women do be mad when they couldn't.
I'm asking you for some money and you tell me no? Bet. I'm finna go to the next nigga. Can I have some money? How much you need, babe? Thank you. Nobody give a fuck about y'all.
Why y'all mad when y'all be the same ones that'll fuck me till I'm dry in a fucking house with the lights cut off and wipe your dick with a dust rag and walk out the door and to come back and fuck? But you mad at a bitch who actually know that they deserve something. That make sense. Only niggas that be mad about a bitch getting something from a nigga is niggas who don't got it. It's no niggas worry about... only niggas who don't have gold worry about
a gold digger.
That's it.
Exactly. Because
niggas with money don't give a fuck about that. They know they gotta spend it at some point.
Man.
They don't give a fuck about that.
These niggas
that's
with this money.
That's for shits and giggles when they're not giving it to you. Or they don't want to give it to you.
Yeah.
Especially if a nigga with a bag approach you. If a nigga with a bag approach you, like he already know what come with it. That's...
He just know the easy button.
But
the money's always the easy button.
It is.
Because I could As a nigga that ain't got as much as a rich nigga, I could fuck the same bitch. I'm just gonna have to wait a lot longer.
Yeah, you gotta go through a little bit more shit than a.
Yeah,
you
know, I gotta hear her problems. I gotta. Yeah.
But it ain't. It's doable. Yeah, it's for sure doable. And niggas be thinking that bitches is too. You'll think that a bitch is too much for you, and then you get around this bitch and realize she's piss poor.
Oh. I don't think anybody above like out my league when it comes to women. Like, you put me in a room with scissors, I'ma shoot my shot.
You wanna shoot your shot?
Absolutely. Chloe Bailey, let her come in here right now. I'ma shoot my shot.
I ain't gonna lie, I shoot shots too. Yeah. I definitely shoot shots.
I mean, it's different from women.
Yeah, it is. Because I'm definitely shooting my shot. But just, the difference is
I
though
I just look.
No, like the shooting
women don't
shot,
shoot shot.
I shoot my shot.
No, I'm saying y'all don't know how to flirt. Y'all don't know how to shoot your shot.
I know how to flirt. And I just said
it's
I shoot
really
my shot.
Not, it's
really
not
hard.
I
know how to flirt, but I know how to get manipulate you to fuck with me.
This the
so
thing.
So that it's easier for me.
You
to,
think it's a lot of. I'm a.
No, not
I'm
necessarily
grounded.
With pussy.
Listen,
no,
if
none,
I'm in
none,
a,
none of that, you know what I'm saying? Before you know it, I'll be like, well, you, what up, man? See, let me feel it.
She said, no, you or Danny. You or, no, no, no. You or Danny last week said, it like, niggas is easy. He like, you want to do it right here? It's been time.
Right here,
oh, you remember all shorty from the what's your name? The shit show?
Yes.
You want to do it right here? Oh, shit, okay.
Exactly. I want some right here, right now. Let me.
Yeah,
me
JoJo walking the back. I'm by the bathroom. That motherfucker locked.
You was annoyed, JoJo.
I'm like, and, what are you guys doing back here? The show's going on in there.
Motherfucker, genuine performer. I'm just a man. My ass. This fucking door.
Oh, we're looking at him. So, what you guys doing back here?
And the way you look, I just feel dirty the whole time.
No, but he looking at me.
I'm sitting by the door, just embarrassed.
He ashamed.
You should be.
Yeah, done caught your ass.
Being a whore.
Being a whore with a whore.
Fucking whore.
Because she know that nigga
y'all,
either.
The niggas is easy. Easy as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm an easy fuck.
Easy peasy.
That's why Shorty, that 1 a.m. shit made me so mad. Because why would you fuck it up like this?
Your track record being good. And then this bitch come like you just want more at 1 o'clock. In the morning.
1 o'clock in the morning. You think I'm about to leave my house, drive 20 minutes of yours just to chill? Are you fucking
like,
stupid?
Like, bitch, we ain't got shit to talk about. We could have stayed on live.
We could have something like.
Right. You could have did anything.
But shit, man. OG Noonan, the podcast. Tell them how they can tap in with you.
Go to YouTube. My YouTube channel, OG Noonan. I don't think I have no dots. I got dots, Shauna. Oh. OG Noonan podcast.